It's everything you need to know in 15 minutes or less for those that want to know everything but don't have the time.
Back in Better Than Ever, Tyler and Max, for everything you need to know in, we say 15 minutes, it's closer to about 20 minutes, but I'm too lazy to have the intro changed, so we're going to just keep it the way it is. We could try to keep it 15 minutes today, but I'm not feeling it. How you doing today, Max?
I'm good. 15 and some change, baby. 18 minutes or less? 19 minutes and 45 seconds or less.
We can try 19:45.
I like it.
We can try.
We're gonna try our darndest.
Sure.
To bring you everything you need to know.
That's the ticket there.
Except my pants size.
Speaking of pants, you had an idea earlier.
Yoga khakis. Next big thing. Buy them absolutely nowhere. Coming to a store not near you. Well, I probably got to talk to Mark Cuban before we get into, you know, the actual details.
You're going all the way to Mark Cuban,
of
huh?
Yoga khakis. He'd be the guy. He'd be my Shark Tank guy. Like Mr. Wonderful and Damon are cool, and the chicks are all right. And there's the weird Croatian tech guy with the blue eyes on the other side that I don't really like. He looks like he'd maybe buy my idea and turn me into a skin lamp at the same time. So I'm going to go Cuban. I identify with Cuban, professional basketball, you know, Dirk Nowitzki, Mark Cuban. I'd be like, see this, Mark? Look at me. Look at you. You need these yoga khakis idea.
You have a wild imagination.
Look at the guy. Have you seen him? He's like a Croatian. Is it Michael or something?
I don't know what his name is.
You don't watch
don't...
Shark Tank?
No, I've seen like a couple episodes. I couldn't tell
What's
you.
What's your jam lately on the small screen?
Okay. Total millennial. I haven't really been watching TV all that much.
You don't Netflix?
I have Netflix.
That's the same thing as TV. You realize that, millennial?
Right, but like, I mean, well, okay. It's actually funny you mentioned Netflix. I'm thinking conventional TV, like broadcast or cable.
Yes.
Which I have, I just don't use that often.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're talking Netflix show, and we can maybe talk about this in the entertainment portion.
Sure.
Because technically this is the news portion, but, you know, we can kind of do whatever we want here.
Yes.
But I've been getting into, and I know this is going to sound really cheesy, One Day at a Time, the new, like the remake of the old 70s sitcom.
No idea what you're talking about.
It's a good show.
Is that like the Partridge Family meets Touched by an Angel?
No, I'll tell you what.
Seventh
we'll save
Heaven
that.
Meets the Howard Stern Show?
No. We'll get to it in the entertainment portion because I do want to talk. There
I
is
want
a
to have my Jessica Biel.
Okay. We'll talk about it in the entertainment portion.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We'll do Netflix recommendations for the entertainment.
Good idea, Tyler.
All right, but for news today, you saw that video of the FBI agent in Denver that tried to do the cartwheel and then his gun fired off.
Wasn't that in a dance-off?
It was.
Was he trying to win a dance-off?
I don't remember exactly, but so...
Oh, I do.
He shot a guy accidentally. Well, maybe not accidentally. Not like... I mean, he probably shouldn't have had his gun with him, but off-duty FBI agent, this is from the Denver Post.
He was off-duty?
I believe so, yeah. Yeah, he was off-duty. dancing FBI agent who accidentally shot man in Denver bar allowed to carry his gun again, judge rules.
Boy, Tyler, so many jokes, right? Is that a gun in your pants, or are you just happy to see me?
Well...
it's a gun.
It's a firearm.
Yeah, it is.
Firearm safety, especially if you are an FBI agent. If you are an agent of the law, the first thing they teach you is treat every gun like it's loaded. And I think the second thing that they teach you is don't try to do the worm while you're packing.
Yeah. I'm kind of very much intrigued about how he got into that situation in the first place. Was he just kind of hanging out undercover style,
well,
and then
no.
Somebody in the middle of the dance circle locks eyes with him, pops, locks, then drops it?
So it's 29.
Challenges him?
29-year-old Chase Bishop. He is the officer. He's the FBI agent. His gun was discharged when he was off duty as he attempted to pick it up off the dance floor. And
can you imagine all of the guff, Tyler, he gets at the office the next week?
Well, he was arrested, So he probably didn't go to the office that next week. But still.
Well, if I was working for the CBI and this fella, he comes in, first thing I'm doing is like a staying alive, you know, montage. Maybe calling him Travolta. For the rest of the week or the rest of the year. This is not something you live down. You did a cartwheel in the middle of a dance-off, off duty with your gun on, and boom, it goes off. You got to own this, and you got to tell everybody that you were in the middle of a dance-off, and your gun, which was loaded,
and again,
went off.
He may have been in a dance-off. I think he was trying to get the gun from off the ground after he was trying to dance.
Oh, so it fell out of his pants. So he did the cartwheel, fell out of his pants, gun goes off, shoots a dude, he picks it up sheepishly.
You know, I had the...
This is where the story goes?
I had the full story. Well, the point is the guy is now allowed to carry his gun again. So, good for him. Bad for him. He's probably, if it were me, I'd probably have to fire him.
He may never do the Harlem Shake again.
Who did the Harlem Shake?
He was probably going a little too extra on the cha-cha slide.
Harlem Shake?
He turned right when he should have turned left in the Cupid Shuffle.
Hold on. Harlem Shake. Of all the dance memes to have come out in this century, you went straight for the most dead one, the deadest of the deadest dance memes, the Harlem Shake.
Yeah, I went there. Sorry.
Well.
I have offended your sensibilities.
It's fine. We'll just...
Apparently.
We'll just go ahead and end it right there, and we'll go to sports next on Everything You Need to Know in 15 Minutes or Less. Tyler Franzen, Max Ryan, Everything You Need to Know, 15 minutes or less, or so we try. Time now for sports, the sports conversation. Getting close to the All-Star break. Now, I have some thoughts about my Rockies. I'm not surprised that no pitchers were selected for the All-Star roster for the National League for the Rockies.
Specifically referring to Ottavino?
Ottavino, specifically. I think if any one of them had the best chance, it was probably Ottavino.
Mm-hmm.
But I can also see why there was some hesitancy to put him in there because...
Well, yeah, Wade Davis is an overpaid pitching machine.
Wade and Oberg, they've had their struggles. So I'm not surprised necessarily. I think you could maybe call it a snub. But... What I'm most surprised, though, is Trevor Story made the reserves. Charlie Blackmon made the reserves. And don't get me wrong, I'm happy for them. But Charlie Blackmon's having a really kind of a down year compared to last year. And I think the bulk of it is because they moved him out of that leadoff spot.
Mm.
So, again, I'm not saying he doesn't deserve to go to the All-Star.
Name recognition.
It's 100%. Name recognition, and he is a face of the franchise.
Yeah.
So.
Plus, you consider his body of work up until this point, and that does carry a lot.
Right, and
with
he's still,
voters.
Trust me, he's still good. It's just compared to what he was last year, it hasn't been the same. And again, I blame most of that on the fact that he's not in the leadoff spot.
I'm happy for Trevor, to be honest. That's
I am too.
The biggest point I take out of this, because I thought Charlie and Nolan should automatically be there with the type of players they are.
Yeah.
But. With Trevor kind of having a heck of a start to his career, and then following that, he has been the mountain.
He started at the top.
The plane crashed into the side of the mountain, and it was on fire for a while with Trevor Story.
But then he has slowly hiked his way back up.
Right.
And he's found himself a new plane, more so to speak. Not as pristine as where it started. But yeah, you're right. He deserved, I think, the way that he's been playing since. Because this year was still kind of up and down. It was kind of, still had a lot of strikeouts.
But he had the production that we expected from a kid who, what did he hit, 27 homers?
Oh, it was something ridiculous.
In like 35 at-bats or something
like
that?
It was something ridiculous.
And now he's back up to the top of the RBI leaderboard in both leagues, and he's really producing. His average isn't going to say it, but, you know, that's a sign of the times right now. Nobody right. is going to be hitting 350 when you have the pitchers in the Major League Baseball doing what they in Major League Baseball right. doing what they do. I mean, strikeouts are at an all-time high, and you are probably going to take that production because you're going to need to get all of the pieces of offense you can, not only in Colorado, but in, you know, the landscape of Major League Baseball, period, because of the emphasis on pitching and these super bullpens people have been building for the last 3 to 5 years.
Which, and I thought the Rockies had one of those super bullpens with all the money we spent on them, but I was wrong.
Ooh, sorry. That was a bit too hard of a cackle.
Snubs for you? Any snubs?
Snubs for me. On the AL side, you know, I guess it's just indicative of how, you know, fans take in sports. But once again, I think outside of the Boston Red Sox, the New York Yankees, and the Houston Astros, who each had four on there, I think there's a lot of good players in the MLB that people don't ever see because you're talking about, you know, just what sports in general kind of tends to do. And
right.
that gives you these name brands, these big people, these markets that, of course, are going to hold your attention. And that's what you see. I would like to see, you know, gosh, it'd be fun to have more Miami Marlins on the team, even though there's only a couple of guys out of there. I mean, I haven't heard of any of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Which is surprising.
Making the All-Star team, because they're one of the best teams in baseball right now.
I think they're certainly the best team in the National League.
Yes.
Which isn't saying much about the National League, but you're right. Like, why don't we hear more from them?
Small markets. It's just what, you know, the business side of things kind of offers you. You take what you get because these are what they're presenting to you.
Here's the thing, though. You talk about small markets, and we're going to wrap this up quickly, but, I mean, Green Bay, Wisconsin, is not a huge market. Yet, you talk about the Packers or Aaron Rodgers, he is internationally known, and he is, you know, he's probably the best quarterback, one of the best quarterbacks to play the game. So in that regard, market size doesn't necessarily matter. But with baseball, it matters, I think, way more.
But the Green Bay Packers, to your point, do it right. So much more right than anybody else. Because you do know.
Does that pain you to say as a Bears fan?
Of course. Those cheese-eating bastards. Olivia Munn dumping. Perfect spiral throwing.
And
family disowning.
And Danica Patrick.
Danica Patrick diddling.
Oh, no, they're over. They're splits.
Giant-handed, blue-eyed, beard-wearing Yeti boy.
You done?
No, I could go on.
You could go on, but I'm not going to let you. Because we got to...
You know what? I silently say a prayer each year for Aaron Rodgers to get hurt.
Why would you do that? Why would you admit to
I'm a terrible person and a great hometown fan. That's
right.
Why.
Well... While Max reassesses his prayer usage, we'll come back and talk about some pop culture, Netflix recommendations. I have a show that I did not think I was going to like or get into, and sure enough, now it's become a favorite of mine. We'll talk about that in a little bit on Everything You Need to Know in 15 minutes or less. Tyler Franzen, Max Ryan, Everything You Need to Know, 15 minutes or less. We're probably not going to reach 15 minutes, but that's okay. So,
time management skills.
Yes.
They're a little lacking.
Just a wee bit lacking. So, I found a show on Netflix, and it's been out for a little while. I think 2016. So, it's been out for a couple years. But I didn't think I was going to like it because I don't normally, like, especially now, I'm kind of like, the campy sitcom, canned laughter, studio audience laughter thing. Like, that's... it's kind of gotten old, but the show One Day at a Time, the new one, because there was one in the 70s with like Valerie Bertinelli and a couple of other people I can't remember, but it was okay. But this one I particularly enjoy. It's very wholesome, but it dives into some pretty serious stuff. So it's about a single mom who is an Army veteran raising two kids on her own. The grandmother lives with them, who's played by Rita Moreno, who is hilarious. The father is in and out of the picture. He's kind of a D-bag, a Delta Bravo, if you will. And it's just about life. It's about families trying to, you know, they all come together. They go through hardships. Things happen.
Do they use a laugh track?
Yes.
Do they have an audience clap and stuff like that things happen?
Well, because they'd usually tell you. They'd usually say, like, this show was taped in front of a live studio audience.
Yeah, because you're referencing some of the big-time staples of, like, early 2000s, late 90s,
right.
80s television that everyone had.
Right.
From the laugh track or the applause, the obligatory reaction.
Right.
After every sort of thing that would happen, of course, on the stage in front of you.
Right. I don't know. Because I think I saw a behind-the-scenes video. I do think they use a studio audience. But again, the same principle applies that it's kind of old. It's passé, if you will.
I think that's the nature of things, though, man. Old is new, and they look for these ideas that haven't been around for 30 years, and they take them,
right,
and they repurpose them and give you what you want.
Which sucks, because that means that there's no originality left.
I mean, we got the Black Mirror, and you just think of that as a nice repurpose of the Twilight Zone or the Outer Limits, or even like Stranger Things in the same way. It can definitely take you back to...
And I love Stranger
some
Things.
Of the nostalgic trips you had in the 80s with, you know, Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, yeah.
As well as any other kind of fantasy game or horror writer, because all that stuff was huge back then, because, of course, the people who made that didn't have Netflix at their disposal to browse through. You know, I'm watching the show called Cooked, which I really like.
Now, what's that one about?
It's about this author who wrote a book called Cooked, and he's now translating into this Netflix show. And it's very wonderful because the main concept is how human beings and their connection to food make them who they are, and how we are losing that with fast food, access, ease, and comfort that we demand in our, you know, food industry, not only in everything, but also with food, and that kind of disconnects us even more as a people.
Huh.
Think about when you get together at the table, or you think about, and this is what I like about the show, because it makes you think about these concepts. You know, you're in the kitchen cooking with mom, and you're taking care of responsibilities, and you're learning how to do life skills, and all of that brings you closer to each other. And then, of course, at the end, all this hard work has turned into this beautiful meal that you helped out with, or if you go back even farther, dad hunted for, and then you plucked the bird or whatever, and mom cooked the stew, and everybody did whatever they needed to do to make sure this family event happened every night.
Right.
That's every night. Now, for us, we what? Go to McDonald's and grab a cheeseburger if we're feeling like not up to cooking?
Well, so, and that's the thing for me, as a single bachelor living in his 20s by himself.
Give him a call, ladies. 970-555-5555.
That is not even remotely close to my phone number, and I'm not going to give it out.
That's not even a real phone number.
It's probably not a real phone number.
I just made that up.
You did just make that up.
555-5555.
Anyway.
1-800. Tyler Franzen.
That's way too long a phone number. Anyway, but again, me as a single dude living in his own apartment.
Yep.
I don't cook much.
Nope.
And when I do cook, it's something cheap and simple. Like
ramen.
Not ramen. My go-to is Velveeta shells and cheese. Mm. It's not great.
The creamiest.
It's not great, but it's there.
You don't seem proud of that.
Would you
be more proud if, like, you and your roommates, or if you had them, or if you were, you know,
currently
in a relationship, wouldn't you feel better about cooking something for them?
Probably.
Right.
Probably.
And that's so funny, because it's a concept that can be translated into a lot of aspects of our lives, not just cooking. And I find that to be poignant at this time in our lives, because we're all looking for a way to be more convenient and less involved.
Right.
We, you know, comment on each other's Facebook posts without actually talking to each other.
Right.
We send each other messages or mail without having to worry about body language or reaction sometimes. And
right.
Think about this with food, and it's sad, but it's also very revealing. It's a stark reminder of what we were and where we're going in the lens of food.
All right, so One Day at a Time and Cooked. Those are our Netflix recommendations.
Yeah.
And
that went a little weird. People were like, probably like, what?
Yeah, this was probably the weirdest way to end this, but
one day at a time happened. And cooked. Get it.
It happened.
Get what you need to know in 20 minutes or less.
Everything you need to know available online at 931magic.com, also on iTunes. Want to thank my cohort, Max Ryan.
Don't smoke crack.
Crack is whack, kids. All right, that'll do it for us. We will see you next week on Everything You Need to Know in 15 Minutes or Less.
It's everything you need to know in 15 minutes or less for those that want to know everything but don't have the time.